I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kenya's rainy season arrived in February instead of the usual late March, with devastating impact. More than 70,000 people have been displaced by flooding in western and central Kenya. Floods destroyed thousands of acres of cropland and killed at least 108. Njogi Chege with Transworld Radio Kenya.
It has been a tough season for Kenya and Kenyans, but it has also been a season of introspection about asking questions around disaster preparedness.
Floods and droughts are both familiar challenges in Kenya. That's why TWR Kenya shares programs on topics like flood safety and climate awareness alongside Bible preaching and teaching programs. Chege says Kenyans are a resilient and hopeful people despite disaster. Pray for strength, encouragement, and provision for their team's gospel-centered work. Then an East African proverb says, when elephants fight, the grass suffers. Stephen Wesley with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada has just been on the ground in South Sudan, getting a sense for what it's like to be grass under the feet of warring elephants.
It's the women, it's the children, it's across the nation because the men are the ones going to war. There's just devastation.
Since gaining independence in 2011, South Sudan has struggled to establish national unity and peace. Yet against this reality stands another one, the joy of believers.
They have tapped into the reality that God is their strength in the midst of this hardship.
Would you join the people of South Sudan in praying for peace?
All of the prognostications are that it's going to go into civil war and it's going to go downhill. But God.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.